On the show today, we have DMA Group's Paul Micah talking about blockchain technology. Is it a threat to credit unions? Watch and find out. We're talking about blockchain. Is it a threat to credit unions? Is it going to help them? What's going on here? And for, I mean, let's step back for a second. For those who don't know what blockchain is, let's kind of lay the foundation there.
Sure thing. Well, fundamentally, I would say blockchain is a database. So we're used to dealing with databases, more centralized type databases where you would go to one location to process your transactions, mm-hmm. pull information, these types of things. Yep. With blockchain, you're looking at what we call a distributed database. So you share that computational processing power, also the verification process among multitudes of computers that can be geographically separated, computationally obviously separated, such that when you process a transaction or run a process, it has to be verified by all these separate computers or nodes. And once it's verified by a majority of them, then it is considered to be accurate and allowed to go through.
Gotcha. So now, how is it affecting the financial services system today? Because you're hearing more and more about it, and it's aligned, or I want to say aligned for lack of a better term, with Bitcoin and all that stuff that's going on that seems to be just hitting us like a tidal wave right now.
Sure thing. Sure. Well, you know, Bitcoin obviously is the name that everyone knows, and of course, blockchain being the kind of fundamental technology behind the Bitcoin platform. Yep. So cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and others are already affecting the financial services industry, as we're seeing. I think one of the biggest things that they've done, along with just creating another currency outside of the fiat currency system that we're used to, is they've opened the door to this conversation of processing transactions and moving operations outside of established like payment architectures and what we would consider to be sort of the payment systems and networks that we use today.
Right.
And so out of that conversation is coming this blockchain concept coming to the fore. Okay. Right? What else can we do on our own? What else can we do using this blockchain technology and these types of platforms? And so we haven't particularly seen the impact of that on our financial services system yet. Mm-hmm. Because most of this is in development. So I would say the impact is there.
Okay.
So focus of research and development, focus of innovation, and particularly in the banking sector, you've got large consortiums of banks. There's an R3 consortium that is now 42 banks. Citi, Santander, Deutsche Bank, mm-hmm. all, putting energy and resources into developing proprietary blockchain platforms. And then also governments are doing it as well. Central banks all over the world are looking at this.
Okay.
The Fed is looking at it. At the end of this month, the CFTC has blockchain as one of the items on their public hearing. Mm-hmm. This is definitely all over the place.
And so now, should credit unions be concerned about this, or should they embrace it, or what move should they take in this whole movement, I guess?
Well, I don't think there's much to be concerned about. I think that it's a tremendous opportunity. As with a lot of innovation, I think the biggest threat comes in getting too far behind the curve.
Okay, I gotcha.
You know?
Yep.
So as the banks, as regulators and other folks keep looking to blockchain technology and developing these platforms, taking sort of a wait-and-see approach, you start to run into questions of relevancy. Once these things are launched, mm-hmm. and folks are using them to process transactions, mm-hmm. and do their business, how long does it really take you to catch up, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a little bit different than what we've seen with mobile, or you go back some years to, say, transitioning into online banking, where you're really looking at interfaces, kind of a kinder, softer way to use current networks, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. current structure that we're using. It's just a new interface. With the blockchain, you're really looking at a whole new architecture, and in some ways, an entirely new way of doing business.
Yeah. How does it affect the consumer, or in this case, the credit union member? Is it kind of a seamless type of thing? Or because I haven't really looked up. I haven't really researched this enough to really know yet. I'm going to, because like you say, it's coming. So you better get well versed in it or else you're going to be behind the curve. So how does it affect the general consumer, or in this case, the credit union member?
Well, I think that remains to be seen on how aggressive the blockchain platforms are. So you could theoretically use a blockchain solution as purely a verification system of transactions on current networks.
Okay.
So instead of having to wait till after the fact to realize that a transaction was fraudulent, they might have to go through some sort of a blockchain-based verification system on the front end, because these processes can happen so quickly. So in that regard, you know, it might not really affect the end user that much.
Okay.
You know, that being said, this idea that all of a sudden you might have all these different types of currencies. You know, you might have Amazon currency and Google currency, which is already being developed. I mean, these things are already coming. And then trying to figure out how that's going to affect, well, do I still use my credit union, just to use dollars from my credit union, or should I move money into these different accounts so that I can just pay like almost on a debit type platform, with Costco or something?
Mm-hmm.
So I think decisions like that are going to have to start being made by the consumer, where there's going to be so much choice out there. And it'll be, you know, credit unions will kind of be as they are today. I'm going to come to my credit union and say, well, what do you think I should do?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And what does it mean for me? And what should I do with the cash that I have here in the credit union?
So. Exactly. And where can I use it, and how can I use it? And this sounds like something that, like you said earlier, the government's going to have to dive into head first, somewhat regulate it, because you can have, like you say, you can have an infinitesimal amount of different currencies now, you know, like you said, with Google and Amazon and Costco. I mean, like almost any retailer could do this, I would think.
Yeah, well, and you know, the interesting thing about that as it relates to financial services is that, you know, I mentioned Citi working on their own blockchain, but they're also working on Citicoin, which is basically their own currency.
Okay.
So you have a financial services that has its own currency, right?
Yeah.
So I think no stone is going to be left unturned when it comes
this
to
is Pandora's box of money, you know.
Blockchain, for sure. And I think, as you alluded to, this concept of regulation, I mean, we see a little bit of it now. New York has already put some, you know, regulations in place trying to just sort of rein in some of these new cryptocurrency companies.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe they've gone a little far on one end of the spectrum, or not to the point where they're driving some of these companies out of New York. You know, they're like, well, let's go somewhere else.
Yeah.
But I think that's just going to, it's just going to travel around the country and follow them wherever they go. You know, I know that, you know, state reserve banks are looking at this all over the country and trying to figure out what to do with it. You know, and since last summer, the CFTC obviously classified Bitcoin as a commodity, so it, you know, falls under their purview.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, they're looking at it from that angle.
Mm-hmm.
They're also looking at it into, well, as a regulatory body, how can we use blockchain to better do our job?
Exactly.
As well, right? So
yeah,
it's coming in from both ends.
Gosh, this is such interesting stuff. Such interesting stuff. Got to read up more on it. So, so all right, to wrap up here, Paul, what should credit unions be doing right now to address blockchain? I mean, obviously, they should be doing, like me, should be doing their research and getting on top of this. And like you said before, don't get too far behind this curve here, it sounds like.
Sure. Well, I think that credit unions should be proactive on this.
Okay.
I don't think it's a wait and see what technology develops and then see how we can use it. I think that it behooves us to go to our regulators and say, you know, what's going to happen with this, and for other reasons as well. So Santander Group out of Spain, a large bank, has come out and said that they believe that blockchain technologies could save upwards of $20 billion a year in operating costs for banks, right?
Wow.
So when you look at the security claims that come out of the blockchain technologies, mm-hmm. which is, you know, easy to find in your research, you look at, you know, potential cost savings in terms of operational costs, and then you consider you know, the position of a lot of credit unions in the United States, particularly I can think of, you know, small and medium-sized credit unions. And when you talk about information security and cost of operations, those are probably going to be top two on the list of their concerns.
Yeah, no doubt.
So when you're looking at a technology that's developing so rapidly that could potentially address those concerns and create a new paradigm between the regulated and the regulator, you know, with the availability of information off of the blockchain and the concepts of the public ledger that come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, certainly. I think it's come together and work together. It's not the kind of thing that can be developed even by a large credit union independently.
Yeah.
The banks
yeah.
are coming together in consortiums and coalitions all over the world to work together on this. And I think that credit unions should do the same thing. And here at the DMA group, you know, we're putting our working group together. Would love to hear from anybody and everyone who's interested in this, because it's the kind of thing we're trying to get on everyone's radar, because we think it's very important.
Well done.